despite what people have told us, the weather here in Oshkosh is beautiful. It is sunny. It's just a bit crisp, and I love it. So it's going to be like this the entire week, isn't it?
That's exactly right. It's going to be like this the entire week because I have decided in my glass half full world that it's going to be like this the entire week.
I'm just so glad we're starting with Mark Wiesenhahn and Hannah Popish. I've got my Amy's and Hannah's screwed up here. So.
It's for Mark day one.
Yeah,
you can do
it
this.
Happens. You know, I mean, Mark's the VP of Business Relations and Marketing at Sporty's in beautiful downtown Batavia, Ohio. Never been, always wanted to go, flown over it a few times. But we're here today to talk about something he's on the executive committee of, the Learning for Life organization. And you're the exploring chair. So that sounds like a heck of a job. Welcome to the show, Hannah and Mark.
Amy and Rob, thank you very much for having us to talk about this exciting youth program. We're very happy to be here today. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, so tell us a little bit. Learning for Life, before we went on, I mentioned that I've been a Learning for Life guy my entire life. I just didn't realize it. But what is that? What's the concept that you're working on?
Sure. Learning for Life is an affiliate of the Boy Scouts of America, and one of the programs they have is Exploring. And the idea behind Exploring is for youth to explore careers. They have 12 different career fields, and one of them happens to be aviation. So the idea is to invite youth into these, if you will, clubs, and whether it's medical or fire or police, aviation, and let the youth experience it by being with professionals in the organization and learn and to see, is this something I may want to do as a career?
And I have a feeling that that's why Hannah is here today. So, I mean, Hannah, are you involved in this Learning for Life program?
Absolutely. I've been involved with all of this for only a few days, and it's also overwhelming.
So you're not quite an airline pilot yet?
No, but I have been flying since I was only 10 years old, so it's really quite an experience.
Wow, that's really neat. Well, so now when you mentioned that you can get young people involved, how does that work?
The idea behind the program is we find sponsor organizations who have share our interest in getting young people involved in aviation. Sporty's is a sponsor of an exploring post in Batavia. We also have Embry-Riddle in Florida. We have about 100 across the country, companies and organizations who have raised their hand and said, we want to host young people at our facility 1 to 2 times a month and provide them aviation programming. And the idea really is to explore not just one career, but multiple careers. So we're very interested not just growing the pilot population, but also the maintenance population, the avionics technician, get the youth exposed to all these different careers to see all the great opportunities out there. We want sharp young people to be involved in aviation, right? We don't want to lose them to the other career fields. We want them to come to aviation.
Oh, well, you're good. You're not even mentioning the other career fields.
No, I don't want to step on any toes today, right? They know who they are.
That's right. Exactly right. And one of the other things you do jamborees where you get these kids together on a national level, and you do scholarships too, don't you?
Right. Our scholarship program is very robust. It's $60,000 a year. And again, kind of you'll hear this theme over and over again. It's really to get youth in different areas, right? We've got a professional pilot scholarship. We have several pilot scholarships, and we also have scholarships for aviation management, avionics technician, and aviation maintenance. So again, build that entire field of aviation careers. Our national program really is right here at Oshkosh. EAA is very kind and have given us space. It's our national event. We call it the Aviation Exploration Base. We're right here on the grounds. We have a couple of hundred, 200 to 300 explorers and advisors, what we call the aviation, the adult leaders, camping here right on the grounds. And they're a self-contained area. They have programming that comes out there every evening. They volunteer 2 to 4 hours a day, every youth and adult. So they provide those services. And the other 20 hours are kind of free to see airplanes and meet other young people from around the country.
That's really neat. I know there's a group from our airport down in at Palwaukee in Chicago that's up there camping somewhere. and they've told me to stop by. How I'm going to find them up there somewhere?
Oh no, I know exactly where they are.
How do you do that?
I know exactly where they are. I can show you where they are.
Everything is.
Well, Hannah, what drew you to aviation exploring?
I was given this opportunity by some of my parents and family members. They suggested it to me, and they were telling me all these great things about it, like meeting new people and getting these scholarships and having all these unique opportunities. And I was immediately hooked when I heard about this.
Totally cool. And how do you feel about it now that you're in it?
It's super overwhelming. I expected a lot in this, and I've already seen so much already, and I haven't even gotten halfway through the I haven't even been halfway through Oshkosh already. I haven't seen all of this activity.
Wow. So you're a first-timer at AirVenture?
Yes.
Awesome.
I don't think there's ever been a show that I've attended here that I don't leave saying, I know what I forgot to see. And the list grows longer each year. So don't worry about that. But make sure you see the things you're really drawn to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're from where, Hannah?
I'm from Aspen, Colorado.
Aspen, how big is your Explorer group?
There's about five of us. We have one more coming eventually, but there's about six of us.
So. Wow. And you're leaning towards the which direction?
I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to get a feel for all these different opportunities and jobs I could have. So.
Don't rush that decision.
Yeah.
You can change a million times between now and when you decide to get a paycheck, and you might change six or seven more times after that. Don't worry.
That's never happened to me.
No, not you.
There's also air traffic controller, another one.
Exactly.
And that's sometimes it's a little harder to find people for that to talk to. But, I mean, it's really an opportunity, isn't it, for us to actually do what we keep talking about, which is how do we tell young people that there's all this cool stuff out there?
That's exactly right, Rob. And our challenge really, what we'd like to let people know is if you're a company or an organization who want to get involved in exploring, there are resources available. It's part of the Boy Scouts of America, so there are national resources available. There are also local representatives who can help you set up your exploring post, help you with programming, help you with contacts. So really, it sounds intimidating and overwhelming to start, but it really isn't. Once you get in there and get signed up and started, and it's great to be around young people and help them make those decisions. And again, oftentimes, the best decision made is the career they don't choose, right? If they go in thinking they want to be a pilot, and after a while, that really isn't what I want to do. We, get them on maybe a different track, and that can really save someone from 30 or 40 years of something they really maybe didn't want to do, and that's a bonus. So sometimes it's what you find out what you don't want to do is as important as what you want to do.
Absolutely.
We could tell some stories there.
Yeah,
but we won't.
Right. But you have to make a few mistakes along the way in order to figure out what you do want. But Hannah, I mean, do you have support at home? I mean,
I
don't know if you have brothers or sisters or anything, but
I don't have any siblings, but
another only child. Yeah. You and my daughter. I mean, they talk about the advantages of that, but
yeah.
So what do your parents think about this?
They're supporting me completely. They are throwing all these opportunities at me, and I'm trying my best to keep up with it because they are so happy that I'm trying to pursue this dream I've had all my life. So it's really amazing.
That's what it's all about, isn't it, Mark?
It is, definitely. Just getting the opportunity out there, letting the youth know that these opportunities are there. Because, again, aviation, we're great at building the fences, making it look like we're not welcoming. We want to get kids behind the fence, let them see all the opportunities that are available.
How do companies get involved in sponsoring an Aviation Explorers post?
The best place to start really is at the website, aviationexploring.com. There's a form that will be there. Is when they go to the Exploring website, they can fill out an interest form there. They can also, I'm always happy to talk to anyone who's interested in starting an Exploring post. My email is mark.w@sporties.com. Anyone can contact me at any time, and I'd be happy to help them and tell them what we've done and, again, get them on the path to starting a post.
That's exciting. Now, here on the field, the Explorers encampment really is for them, but they're out. Is there a booth in one of the exhibit halls that people can get information?
The best place to go there really is the Sporty's booth. Stop by the Sporty's booth and ask for me, and I'd be happy to help them. And we're a tent right outside of Hangar B.
A tent right outside of Hangar B. That's exciting. You actually have a really neat pilot shop going there. I caught you laying carpet yesterday.
I learned a new skill, right? Learning for life, right, Rob?
Learning
That's what we
life.
Talked about,
That's
right?
Exactly right.
And the Sporty's shop is the place where you can see all kinds of cool things that attach to other things to give you flexibility in the cockpit alone. I mean,
yes,
it's great, it's
that
great
is
stuff.
That is exactly right. But honestly, you guys do so much outreach at the airport in Batavia, and that's what I think is so tremendous. You've got Hot Dog Fridays, right?
Saturdays.
Oh,
yes.
Every Saturday. Every Saturday.
52 Saturdays a year.
Exactly.
Noon to 2.
And then you are allied with a university.
Yes, University of Cincinnati Flight Program. We provide the flight training for that program, and also the classroom instructors.
That's terrific. And then of course the Aviation Exploring. So there is so much going on at what is it? I-69?
Exactly. Great. Hey.
I tell you what, I'm on point today. So
this lady's good.
So, Mark Wazenhahn, Hannah, thank you so much for coming in to speak with us here at EAA Radio 96.5 FM and 1210 AM.
Just one more thought I'd like to share with those who are considering starting an exploring post. It's a great way to, a benefit is you can find customers, if you will. Many of our explorers have learned to fly at our airport, and you can also find employees. Again, many of our current employees were past explorers.
Terrific. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.